So Garrett, I've heard people say that, you know, I have all this real estate, it's being held in this entity. So rather than buying the real estate, I can just buy the entity with the real estate in it. What do you have to say about that?
That's not a very good strategy, in that when you buy someone else's LLC that holds real estate, you're taking all their liabilities as well. Perhaps the person hasn't paid the plumber or hasn't paid his taxes. By taking over his LLC, you are acquiring those liabilities. You're much better off creating your own new, fresh LLC to hold the real estate, buying the asset, the real estate itself, not the entity, and having it transferred into your new LLC.
So you mean it's pretty easy to hide liabilities inside a old entity?
It can be. You don't know what's out there. You don't know what this person has done for the last 5 years that he's held the real estate. You don't know what obligations he's entered into. And by acquiring his LLC, you acquire all those unknowns.
Anything you want to say about that, Diane?
Well, yeah, the other part of it, too, is there could be things that he's not even aware of that you're buying. For example, maybe he's about to get sued for something where someone was hurt on the property. By buying it and starting fresh, you get to start with a clean slate. Buying a used business structure is not like buying a used car. You can't really go kick the tires.